Breakfast with Martin Bester is taking dating to another level with My Heart Goes Zoom.
This is John.
This is John. I am from Pretoria. I am in my late 30s, but being from Pretoria doesn't mean I'm automatically a Blue Bull supporter. I'm also Afrikaans. I'm the director of a company in Johannesburg. I really try to look after myself by trying to get to the gym at least 5 or 6 times a week, but it doesn't mean I'm your typical gym boy. I'm crazy about sport, any opportunity to play sport, watch sport, any live game, I'm really crazy about it. I also enjoy a very good braai. Being Afrikaans and all, I really do enjoy a good braai. Just because I go to gym also doesn't mean I don't enjoy a nice beer over a weekend. En ek kan ook braai broodjies maak.
Lekker, John. Goeiemôre. How's it, John?
How's it going, Martin?
Lekker en jy?
Goed, goed.
All right, first question is a standard question. Which celebrity do you look like?
To be honest, I don't know, Martin. I've got no idea. I really don't.
Liesl?
I'm still looking here. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't show Bianca, but there, can you see?
He looks like an actor, but I can't tell you which actor.
He does. He already looks like a famous person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a former... You should have said, I look like myself there, John.
Mr. South Africa.
There's that accent again. What's happening with the accent? No.
If you mention Jim that many times in your little message there, it's going to happen, John.
But I don't have the gold chain, Martin. I don't have the gold chain in the sleeve.
No, you know what, John, and I know you from social media. You're a really cool guy, so I hope that you answer these questions really well. And how perfectly bilingual is John, just by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Does that do it for you?
No, he is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop it. She can't she can't see them. All right, how would you handle a child vomiting on the bed in the middle of the night?
Well, the first thing you do is you don't concern yourself about cleaning up first. You just make sure that the little one doesn't choke, and when the little one has stopped choking or stopped throwing up, and then calm down, and then lastly clean up.
That is very good.
You can hear that he's been in a pageant, eh?
That
kind of life. I'm just saying, this it's a very well-constructed answer over there.
Liesl would know.
I know this well.
By the way, popular opinion has it that he looks a bit like a taller version of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
Can I tell you, I get that a lot, when I put petrol in at the garage. They normally come to me going, Van Damme.
Oh,
so
really?
I do get it.
Okay.
Okay. And can you touch your toes?
I'm 6'1". Those toes are very far.
Oh. Do you like tall men?
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Well, then. How would your ex describe you?
Sure. Which one? I'm kidding. No, I think the fact that we get along very, very well, she would definitely describe me as someone that you can rely on, definitely, and one of a kind.
One of a kind. That's okay. Nice. Go for it.
What wrong assumptions do people make about you?
Sure. Well, I think to start off with is the whole gym thing. The fact that I enjoy going to the gym, and people tend to put me in that box. I mean, Martin's done it, 5 times already in 2 radio interviews? Harry Nell's done it. So, I mean, it's already, you go to gym, so you've got to have the accent. And you got to wear the wife beater on weekends. So I think that is the biggest assumption.
Well answered. Here's the last one. It's possibly the toughest one, John. If you could change one thing about Bianca, what would it be?
The fact that she's single.
Actually, it deserves a slow clap.
Yes, like guys, that's a standing slow clap. All right, thank you, John. Coming up next, Bianca, you're going to meet Quinton.
With Martin Bester.
I love it.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.